Welcome everyone to Beauty Sports. I am your host, Addie Miles Abbott. This is your one-stop shop for everything women's professional sports. The date is September 6th to 12th, and here is your weekly lineup. All right, everybody, let's get right into it. So starting this week off with the NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League, we got four games for you this week. But just a quick note, it was announced that Providence Park, the home field for Portland, is going to host the NWSL Championship. So that is super exciting. That is going to be an incredible atmosphere for the championship game. So that was just announced. So I wanted to make sure everybody knew that. Now, heading into this week, we've got games on the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. The only back-to-back game we have is on the 12th. And really, with this league ending on Halloween, October 31st, everybody now is in rush to get points. You know, Portland, North Carolina, OL Reign, they're in the top three of the league. So they're sitting pretty nice heading into the playoff push. But after that, we've got the Pride, Red Stars, Washington, and Gotham sitting in that 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th spot. Those teams are really going to be racing for points. So as we're looking at that, Pride plays Racing Louisville on September 11th. Battle of 1 and 2, North Carolina Courage and Portland on the 12th, and Spirit and Reign on the 12th as well. But leading off the week, we've got the Dash and the Red Stars. Why this game is the highlight of the week for me is because this is the 5th seed and the 8th seed going head-to-head. These are the women that are really looking to solidify their spot. Red Stars really hoping to stay in that 5th spot. But Dash wanting to get those points so they can start moving up the standings a little bit more. So Racing Louisville versus Pride, everybody would kind of assume Racing Louisville is in 9th. Pride is in 4th, and then Battle of the Top for the rest of the week, and then Spirit and Reign will also be a very, very good game. So the highlight for me is the Dash and the Red Stars, because I feel like that is going to be the battle of the points for this week. Also, if you need your soccer fix, make sure you get it in this week, because there's quite a huge gap heading up. After the 12th, they're taking a break. The international players head back to their organizations from September 13th to 25th. And just like I say every time with the NWSL, let's make sure we're downloading that Twitch app so we can watch every single game. It's uploaded. They stream all the games live, as well as have an interactive chat with all their friends. So it's just a great platform. Now, heading over to the WNBA, we've got 13 games lined up for this week. Same thing with the NWSL. We're keeping our eyes on the middle of the pack. So we have Chicago, Dallas, New York, Washington, LA that are really fighting for those last spots coming into the playoff push. And we just have to, I continuously talk about this every time, but the Lynx have just made an incredible push in this back half of the season. They have officially taken third spot in the standings. They jumped over the Storm this week and are currently on a 5-game winning streak. They are on such a tear heading into the playoffs. They have got to be the team to watch with the jump after jump after jumps they've been making within the standings. So I would assume that Chicago would then take the next available spot, just where they are in the standings and the teams that they got coming playing up. I would assume within the next day, before the end of the week, Chicago will clinch their playoff seed, which means that we have Dallas, New York, Washington, and LA fighting for the last two spots in the WNBA Finals this year. So the game that I want to highlight this week would be the September 11th New York versus Dallas game, 7 p.m. on BSSW+. It is just going to be an absolute battle because both of these teams are in fighting position. As of right now, one is in the playoff run and the other one is not in the playoff run. Sorry, I shouldn't say not in the playoff run, but they still need to really fight for those points to continue to be in playoff contention. And Arike Ambwamgwale and Charlie Collier for Dallas, they've just been playing incredible basketball. But on the Liberty side of things, you've got Sabrina Andescu, Sammy Whitcomb, and Natasha Howard. They've got the big three for the Liberty. So just watching for that big game would be, it's going to be really telling to see which team is heading up as we're heading into the playoff, and a couple of teams that may be struggling at this time of the year. So keep your eyes out for September 11th, but that's just one game out of 12. Continuing on here with the LPGA. So as of right now, we're in day two of the Solheim Cup in Toledo, September 4th to 6th. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, holiday Monday, ending off today. USA was at 5.5 points and Europe was at 6.5 points. So very close, just like everybody assumed it would be. One of the best parts about this entire tournament is the camaraderie between the women. They know each other so well from touring and the LPGA together that it's just so great to watch. First, the different styles of play, the different teammates between one another, and the different mashups they have. They never golf with the same person. They always switch it up to make it as entertaining as it possibly can be. So here's a couple things about the Solheim Cup if you haven't heard of it before. So the teams are made up. It's USA versus Europe. Each team gets 12 players, a head coach, and 3 assistant coach. They go in competition back to back to back, 3 days straight. Day one and two are comprised of morning sessions of foursomes, and the afternoon sessions are 4 ball matches. And the final day is made up of singles matches. So it allows for a lot of different diversity within one tournament. It's essentially shaking it up the entire time, which makes golf exciting. And you honestly never know what is going to happen, because putting different golfers together, if they have to go back and forth off their shot, or if they're playing best ball, and then at the end of the day, they all each get their own singles match going head-to-head, USA versus Europe. It is very exciting to watch. And just a note, USA holds an average of 10-6 wins over Europe in the Solheim Cup, but in 2019, the winner was Europe, so they're trying to make it back-to-back winner and championships. My prediction, just because the way USA players Nelly Korda, Danielle Kang have been playing this year, I would predict a strong USA win heading into the final. You can find the Solheim Cup plastered all over the Golf Channel as well as TSN for the final day. So make sure you check that out. The US Open. Man, oh man, we gave you the update last week and we said, hey, this is going to be huge. This is going to be a US Open like no other. A reminder, Serena Williams pulled out a week before the US Open started. Lots of eyes on Naomi Osaka coming into it, Brianna Andreescu coming into it, Coco Gauff, Shelby Rogers, Ashley Barty. So many eyes on this tournament for the women, and it has been an absolute roller coaster. So just a couple little highlights that happened this week, and then I'll set you up for this week, and then we'll talk about it again on Saturday. But Layla Fernandez beats Naomi Osaka in the round of 32. Little Layla Fernandez, who is not so little and is a fierce, fierce competitor, beats Naomi Osaka in round 32 and is just went from someone that was just happy to be in the tournament to somebody to watch in this tournament. It's the tournament of Canadians. They're having such an amazing run, and I'll get into that in a second with Bianca Andreescu. But Layla Fernandez beats Naomi, and it's a match unlike any that I have ever seen. And I am a huge Naomi Osaka fan, and it was some of the things that she was doing were very uncharacteristic of herself, slamming her racket, getting physically frustrated, having to take breaks to just calm down. The amount of pressure that you could just feel on her during this match, you knew you weren't really getting the real Naomi, but in the same token, you can't say that because Layla just played flawless. She played like a true competitor. When she saw Naomi going down, she pushed even harder. So it was a huge moment for Fernandez, one that will not be forgotten, and one that made for a very interesting announcement from Naomi Osaka, saying that she is temporarily taking a break from tennis. She just doesn't feel like she's in the right space for it. So I wish her nothing but the best, figuring out whatever she does. And we will be waiting very eagerly to see her back on the court. But she has announced that she will be taking a bit of a break from tennis. So as sad as that is, it's a reality, and wish her nothing but the best. And moving into some other key matches that are happening this week, or that happened last week, sorry, Bianca Andreescu is just going match after match after match. This Canadian is taking it by storm. Round of 64, Lauren Davies gone. Greet Minnen from Belgium, round 32, gone. It's just been absolutely incredible to watch, and it doesn't look like she's ready to stop at any point. So Andreescu's next match is against Maria Sakkari in the round of 16, and that is to be announced. And we will keep you posted on our social media for when that match is going to happen. It is going to be one you do not want to miss, as Andreescu is playing the best, in my opinion, the best tennis of her career. And I cannot wait to see how she's going to respond after her third win clean in this tournament. Other notable mentions, Coco Gauff knocked out in the round 64 by Sloane Stephens. Shelby Rogers knocked out number one, Ashley Barty, in the round of 32 in extended sets. This is huge. Shelby Rogers has never beaten Ashley Barty. Ashley Barty ranked number one, and she's knocked out in the round of 32 by Shelby Rogers. It was incredible. It was amazing to see the emotion of Shelby. She essentially said to the crowd, "I've never beaten her before. I can't believe this is happening." And that is just, this tournament is just full of upsets. First with Fernandez over Osaka, then the absolute terror of Andreescu. Now Rogers, it's all heading to what is going to be a very exciting final. So also on September 5th, Fernandez is taking on Kerber in the round of 16 on TSN. So please make sure you're watching out for that one as well. So this week, we've got an absolute ton of tennis and basketball, and the Solheim Cup is ending up on Monday. We have a ton of sports to watch. So if you do not follow us on any social media platforms, Beauty Sports on Instagram, Beauty Sports Talk on YouTube, please subscribe, please follow, and thanks so much for tuning in. And we will see you at our weekly sports talk that we send out every Saturday. Thanks so much for being here, and we will see you Saturday. Bye.